Unit 19. Holiday Season.
Useful Expressions. 1. Happy Holiday.
2. This is the best holiday I've ever had.
3. I ate too much. I'm stuffed. A. Christmas.
1. Merry Christmas.
2. I have to do my last-minute Christmas shopping this afternoon.
3. Have you bought your Christmas tree yet?
4. I'm not going home for Christmas this year.
5. My parents are coming over for Christmas dinner at my house.
6. Could you help me decorate the Christmas tree?
7. Please put the tinsel on the Christmas tree.
B. New Year. 1. Hurry up, or you'll miss the countdown.
2. Has everyone got a glass of champagne?
3. Let's drink a toast.
4. Have you made up the guest list for the New Year's party?
C. Easter. 1. Let's go look for the eggs.
2. Let's play egg toss.
3. I'm going to fill the basket with toys.
4. There is a big church event on Easter Sunday.
D. Halloween. 1. Would you like to go shopping for Halloween costumes?
2. Who's that in the vampire outfit?
3. I'm going to dress up as a pirate.
4. Trick or treat.
5. I'm going to make a jack-o'-lantern.
Conversation. 1. Christmas Feast. Miss Lawrence, thank you for inviting me. I've always wanted to see what traditional Christmas dinner is like.
You're welcome, Weber. Do you celebrate Christmas in Taiwan?
Not really. People do go to parties or restaurants at Christmas, but it's not a family holiday. I think the importance of Chinese New Year in Taiwan is equal to the importance of Christmas in the West.
I see. Would you like to start with some eggnog?
No, thank you. I already had scrambled eggs this morning.
Actually, eggnog is a special Christmas drink. It's a mixture of egg yolks, milk, sugar, and rum.
Oh, okay. I'll have some of it then. By the way, Miss Lawrence, your Christmas tree is beautiful.
It's really special, isn't it? We made all the ornaments by hand.
Really? It must have taken a long time to make them. I brought each of you a Christmas present. Should I put them under the tree, too?
Sure. That's nice of you. Dinner is almost ready. Why don't we move to the dining room?
Okay. A. In the dining room. Wow, what a feast! That is a huge chicken!
That's turkey, Weber. Roast turkey is what we usually have for Christmas dinner. Mr. Lawrence will cut the turkey for us, and you can pour some gravy on it when you eat it.
Mmm, the turkey is very tasty. I think I'll have some more.
Save some space for Mr. Lawrence's Christmas pudding. He's been busy all day making it.
I love pudding. I sure won't miss it. 2. Sunday Roast.
Robert, I'm always curious about the term Sunday roast. Do British people only eat roast meat on Sundays? What is the origin of this tradition?
It's called Sunday roast because people go to church on Sundays, and the meat can be put in the oven to cook before the family goes to church, and be ready to eat when they return at lunchtime.
I see, so it's more like a family event. Mmm, this roast pork is yummy. What's the brown crispy thing on the side?
That's crackling. The skin of the pork. Traditionally, roast pork is served with crackling, onion stuffing, applesauce, and English mustard.
What other meats do you eat for Sunday roast?
Beef, lamb, and sometimes a whole chicken.
The roast potatoes are very tasty, too. How do you make them?
It's my mother's recipe. The secret is to roast them in the meat drippings. The gravy is made from the meat juices, too.
This has totally changed my impression of the typical British cuisine.
Oh, really? What's typical British cooking like in your mind?
No offense, but the Brits have a reputation of being lousy cooks. It seems that all the dishes are gray and boiled. But again, who am I to judge? There's no such thing as American cuisine.
At least you've got McDonald's hamburgers.